Instantly the captain ran forward, and in a loud voice commanded his crew to desist from hoisting the cutting tackles, and at once cast loose the cables and chains confining the whales to the ship.
"What now?" said the Guernsey man, when the captain had returned to them.
"Why, let me see. Yes, you may as well tell him now that, in fact, tell him I've diddled him, and," aside to himself, "perhaps somebody else.
He says, monsieur, that he's very happy to have been of any service to us."
Hearing this, the captain vowed that they were the grateful parties, meaning himself and mate, and concluded by inviting Stubb down into his cabin to drink a bottle of Bordeaux.
"He wants you to take a glass of wine with him," said the interpreter.
"Thank him heartily, but tell him it's against my principles to drink with the man I've diddled. In fact, tell him I must go."
"He says, monsieur, that his principles won't admit of his drinking, but that if monsieur wants to live another day to drink, then monsieur had best drop all four boats and pull the ship away from these whales, for it's so calm they won't drift."
By this time Stubb was over the side, and getting into his boat, hailed the Guernsey man to this effect, that having a long tow-line in his boat, he would do what he could to help them, by pulling out the lighter whale of the two from the ship's side.